So what's up, guys? Episode 4 of the Jay Wright Audio Experience. Right now, we're just in commute, just gonna run a few errands. So I said, forget it, might as well just drop a quick episode. And we're gonna cover, should you start a podcast? You know, someone asked me today and the other day when we first launched, you know, first and foremost, what's a podcast? You know, I kind of laughed, and that just, you know, it's like saying, what's the radio? It's just another version of the radio, my guy. It's just a voice. It's audio. You know, not a picture, just, you know, just see someone straight talking about just their perception and their idea, what they find most interesting about life, what they find absurd, their talents, their wants, their hopes, their dreams, all that good stuff. And then, you know, I also proceeded by answering him almost with the same answer I just gave. Just basically having the ability to communicate to the world globally your wants, your feelings, your talents, your hopes, your dreams. You know, whenever you want, however you want. For instance, right now, you know, we're driving on the highway, running a few errands, and I'm like, it's the perfect time. It's quiet, it's peaceful, it's raining out. I mean, the city is buzzing, but it's actually pretty peaceful at the same time. So why not? I say yes, start a podcast. I know we're only at 4 episodes in, but, you know, already the return has been more than pretty much expected, you know? And I'm grateful. I'm grateful to all you guys listening out there. Follow your dreams. I always preach it. I know it. You're going to hear it a lot. But I really mean it. Like, I really mean it. And when I say follow your dreams, I mean in like a subtle way. That's the black and white. That's the gray area. You just subtly start talking or acting on the things that you really want to do. And before you know it, weeks, and I mean days and weeks, months, years, they'll fly by, and you'll just get better and better and better and better and better, and people will, you know, continue to live their lives and not do, and then wonder when you finally get the praise and feel like you're an overnight success story, when that's not even the case. You can let them know. You remember all the times that, you know, basically when you were just out there in the world doing is whatever you were doing, what do you think I was up to? I was day in and day out working on my craft, you know, allowing my flaws to be out there. You know, it's okay to be wrong. As long as you can address it, move on from it, and don't be ball-headed about it too much. Sometimes too much pride is not a good thing. You know? So, work on your talents and work on your craft. Work every day, every minute you get the chance to. You're alive. Be blessed, man or woman. You know? Be blessed. I believe if you really believe that you got something worth checking out and that you got something worth sharing with the world, it's your obligation to do that. Liberate yourself. Start a podcast and tell the world. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just tell the world your ongoing running documentary series of your life. You know, that's the beauty of living in this day and age. You know, back when I was younger, I know for a fact, you know, watching documentaries, it's kind of cool. You learned a lot about just things in life by watching these documentaries in a very short period of time, which and thus took that person or those people an entire lifetime to learn. So, I mean, you really, really leveraged your capabilities of accelerating your life and success. I mean, why not go for it? Well, if you can learn something, a valuable something, in a matter of hours, which took a person all their lifetime to understand and to comprehend, it's going to give you some real perspective. So that's why I also say read a book, read lots of books, listen to a lot of podcasts, start your podcast, start a blog, start a vlog, start executing, start doing, be a doer, be a practitioner in your life. I hear a lot of people moping. That's just what comes with the territory. I get it. But literally, man or woman, you gotta do something with your life. You really do. Like, we waste so much time just literally just crying, moaning, groaning about what we can do, what we wish we can do, what we hope to have. I live my life very happy. A lot. People say I'm goofy. People say I'm all over the place. It's okay. I've accepted that, and I'm okay with that. I'm actually pretty content with that. That's my life, and that's the life I chose. I'm happy with it, too. It's a beautiful one to have. I feel like an unstoppable force because I'm not out here to impress anyone. I'm not out here to tell anybody anything I wouldn't tell myself, first and foremost. Man or woman, you're great. You are great, and you know it. Deep down inside, you know it. Don't play. It's not a game. It never was. Stop playing yourself. We are the only variable in our own way. We're the only obstacle. We're the only thing stopping ourselves from greatness. We are. Nobody else. I don't listen to anybody. I love and respect everyone's personal opinions, but that's just your opinion. You know, it's not my truth. My truth is I'm great. I had to dig real deep. I really did. I had to overcome a lot of adversity. But I succeeded, and I keep succeeding, and I will keep on succeeding because of that fact. Because I still have a lot in me. I have a lot of greatness to give. I have a lot of things to say. And I like to affect a lot of lives while I'm here for my legacy. I just want to change one life at a time while I'm here. Leave a lasting impression. That's why I say start a podcast, man, or woman. Do it. It's fun. It's really fun. And you can do it anywhere nowadays. You don't need a studio. You just need your phone. Quite literally. I want you guys to, like, get up, execute, and grind. Quite simply, just grind. Save in a smart hustler's mentality way, where you're gonna save and flip. Don't be a consumer, man, be the seller. That's the beauty of this world that we live in now. That might even be the next podcast episode. Don't be the consumer, be the seller in 2018. I like it. We'll see it. I'll let you guys know. You know what I mean? My people will get back to y'all people, and we'll figure this out. You know what I mean? I love that you guys are riding with me, sticking through. You know, right now I'm just stuck in this traffic, venting, talking about things that are on my mind. And that's the beauty of the beast. I can do it whenever I want, and I'm gonna do it whenever I want, because I don't live by anybody else's rules. I don't live by societal rules. I don't care what society has to say about this, that, the third. It doesn't matter. You're not good at stuff too. Your opinions aren't always right. I can't wait for so many people to have their bubbles burst in a few more years, when the world really starts to open its eyes to actual factual stuff. That I can dive into on another episode of the Jay Wright Audio Experience, because I got about 40 minutes worth of material just for that section alone. And this right now, this segment, I really just want to keep isolated within its own realm, you know? So if we have people that want to talk about these kind of things, like, ever since I started, I have a lot of people asking me, like, man, dude, like, that's pretty cool, man. Like, that's, like, to be honest, that's pretty cool. Like, that's you on there talking? That's me. Yeah, 100%. Same person you meet out there in the world is the same person you're listening to on your podcast media platform. Maybe Stitcher, Breaker, Pocket Cast, all that good stuff. Google Podcasts, Spotify. Check us out, man. I have a lot of great stuff coming. I took a second off just to readjust and just get some stuff taken care of in my outside life. But actually, I'm very interested in bringing a lot of that onto the show too, just to let you know what's going on with me, you know? And it's going to be dope to see the elevation in a couple years when I look back, you know, on episode like 203 or maybe 606, 101, with a zero behind that other one, in the upward thousands, and just maybe, who knows, even a few months. I plan on doing a couple episodes a day, just because it's fun, it's addicting. And you already have listeners, around the world ready to listen at a moment's notice, just to, you know, help them escape their reality for 5 minutes, get them some perspective, or, you know, a pick-me-up, or just a nice reminder, you know, that the world isn't as shitty as it's painted or depicted out there. You know, there's still positive, motivational, and, you know, good-spirited people out there trying to promote and make being, you know, positive, cool again. It's cool to be cynical. It's cool to shine on people. It's cool to look down on people. You know, it's actually pretty sad that that's their mentality. They really fundamentally, deep down, believe that shit. Sad. It's really sad. I almost feel pity for them, because deep down inside, they really believe that. That they're like, literally, oh yeah, I'm that nigga. I'm looking down on you. Don't talk to me. I got my Cartiers on. I got my Gucci belt. I got my Gucci shoes. Everything shining. Haters. I can't see them. All that jive ass shit. That's not gonna fly in the new age coming. No. In an age where now, the positive, we actually have a real voice, and we have a platform to just, like, you know, display that on. For the naysayers and the negative people coming, we coming for you. Point blank, period. We really are. We're going to unravel everything that you guys woven together. We're going to show you that being negative and, you know, trying to shine on one another, look down on one another, and how teamwork ain't the best thing. Nah, that ain't gonna fly. Not no more. So, start a podcast if you believe those same things I'm saying out here. Start a podcast if you feel that you have a voice that is worth listening to. Start a podcast if you don't care what other people think. Start a podcast. You just like hearing yourself talk. If you like movie reviews, if you like watching television series, and you know, instead of screaming at the TV about what they should have done, or what you think should have been put on, start a podcast and tell the world, and maybe you'll just find out there's thousands of people who think the same way. Well, that's all I really wanted to say for right now. This has been a fantastic episode of the J. Wright Audio Experience. And I'm really tired, but man, I'm really digging this thing. So if you're digging it too, let me know in the comments. Hit that subscribe button one more time. And just keep spreading us to everybody. Word of mouth is oxygen to us. It really means a lot. It really does. I really want you guys to be inspired to go out there and live your best life. Say fuck the establishment. And when I say establishment, I really mean anybody who's trying to keep you down, trying to make sure you stand in your narrow ass lane when you have all this energy, talent to show the world. Fuck all of them. That's who I'm really referring to. So, like I said, once again, you guys, let us know what you feel in the comments. Hit us with that feedback. Hit us up with some glory. Shun us if you want. We can't stop the movement. That shit is what it is. So I'll see you guys on another episode, episode 5, on the J. Wright Audio Experience. We'll talk and see you guys soon. Ask some questions, people, so we can answer them for you.